I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Station. Are you ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
This is my job.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
This show would collapse if I wasn't on.
High as a kite, everybody. Goofball.
Jeff Lutz.
It's not my job to engage in the show. I am the show.
Are you listening? Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Speaking of heroes, here's mine.
Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
It's interesting.
You're right.
Roller coaster ride of Bob and Jeff continues.
No duh, right?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You know, if this show was an airplane, it would have been grounded.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a week-ending Friday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. It is Bob and Jeff. We're joined today for the three-man booth by Jason Duda. We're all in our rightful spots. Duda in the easy chair. I'm right in my office chair, and Jeff in his, I don't know what to call that.
Chair. He's in his chair.
Both of you scrambling on your phones as we're trying to get a show going.
About what?
I appreciate that.
What are you talking about? I'm just making sure my ringer's off.
Thank you. Jeff was not doing that.
Yeah, is my ringer on? Let me double check. Yeah, it looks like it is.
Check so it. Make sure. I want you to check it right now.
Okay, let me check the...
Because I'll be very upset
ringer,
if that goes off.
Turned down. Let me turn it up and then turn it back down just to make sure.
You don't have to turn it up and down.
So last night, we looked like we're in pretty good shape, the three of us, with our pick of Denver. We all went... Well, Jeff only went 3 points. You and I both went 7. And I'm thinking, we're in pretty good shape here. They fell apart.
Yeah, I watched the first half, and I was like, geez, they're running all over them. Then they got that free catch field goal that they got.
You don't see that very often.
Well, 48 years, last one.
That's crazy.
And I was out after that. I was sleeping. Done.
And then I woke up. I can't blame you.
I get in the car, turn the radio on, and I was like, what? They came back?
Denver's defense fell apart.
Well, they not only came back, they put it to Denver in the second half. Did he get a T for that kick?
What's a T?
I don't think so.
A T to put the ball on.
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either. I think somebody was holding it.
I saw it, but then I couldn't remember.
So that's a blow to Denver. They're still going to get into the playoffs. Chargers now look like a team that's going to get into the playoffs. You're going to have three teams out of this AFC West, it looks like, that are going to get into the playoffs.
And nobody would have said that.
Nobody would have said that.
You wouldn't think, no.
What do you mean you wouldn't think? Nobody said three teams. Nobody said Denver was going to get in.
Who were your pick?
Denver was picked to win five games.
Let me see what I have here.
He was picked to win five
games. I got to go back.
Five games.
Obviously, I got to go back a few pages.
You always pick
Let me see what I had.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Let's see what I had here.
Pick a page and pretend.
Kansas City. He'll make this up.
Here's my playoff teams. Kansas City.
Go to the AFC first.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Kansas City.
Go slow.
Kansas City.
You're going to be right.
Kansas City. Can I start? Buffalo.
You're going to be right.
Houston.
Probably going to be right.
Baltimore.
Going to be right.
No.
You don't think so?
They got two games behind Pittsburgh. I don't think so. Going to be close, though. So
they're going to be in the playoffs.
Oh, just playoffs.
Yeah, this is a playoff.
Oh, well, then yes.
Pittsburgh.
Probably right.
The Chargers.
You're making the... be
God,
real.
So bad.
I'm just looking here.
Be real. Be real.
Denver.
Jeff, we're not doing this
so
anymore.
Bad. That's so bad.
And who's your real team?
I didn't make
any
pick. He
doesn't have anything on there.
And the seventh team, whoever that's going to be, that was my other pick.
Well, so that was all of a ruse, a
did
farce.
Did you not know that?
No, he usually writes them down.
We did our picks for best record overall, and that's going to be close. I don't know how that's going right now. You had 49ers, Chiefs, Cowboys, Bills, Saints, Packers, Bears, Rams.
Ooh.
Saints in there, too.
I had
I had some bad ones.
I had Texans, Ravens, Lions, Falcons, Dolphins, Eagles, Bengals, Jags.
Ooh.
Lions, Eagles, probably going to take me a long way. I would like to add that up now, actually.
You should probably,
you won.
Probably do that during break.
Yeah, let's not do it.
I got plenty of time. You guys talk.
We'll do it during the break.
He's also got Jacksonville on there.
And the only reason he wants to do it is because he thinks he's going to win.
No, I don't. I really want to know.
No, that's going to be close. He's got Jacksonville, Miami.
I got some bad ones, too.
Well, you got Buffalo and the Chiefs, so that's
yours are terrible.
Take you far.
That's going to be closer
Lions,
than you think.
Well, I'd like to know what yours were, but we don't, so you can... You can just sit over there and not comment.
It's exactly what you can do.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I had to get into my serious voice with Duda before we came on the
that
air.
Was
I'm not
everybody.
That was very awkward, wasn't it? It was weird.
Yeah, it's strange. I
heard some things I didn't think I'd ever hear.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that it got quite that serious.
Oh, it was dead serious.
Well, it was dead. It was serious.
It's a little awkward.
You know, we have the relationship on this show where it's pretty much all just a happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, figure it out.
Happy days.
Yeah, that wasn't. Happy days were not there.
No.
No.
Not in that particular point.
It was gloomy and rainy there for a minute.
But now everything's back to normal.
Everything's wonderful.
It was fine, but it just took me a second to realize that, oh, boy. Old Papa Bear over there, he's serious right now.
I don't...
I got the old, because I said so. Not just the old, ha-ha, I said so.
Yeah, kind of.
It was, no, you're listening right now. Okay, sir. My apologies.
That's pretty much exactly how it went.
If you weren't older than me, I would have probably said something back. But
well, I understand that.
Since you're my elder statesman, I had to let it
but
go.
But I needed to cut through some of the, you know what. I needed to get to the point.
I understand.
So,
and I got the point.
That's the way I chose to make that happen, for right or wrong.
Well, you got the point across, and it's all good. So
we've got a college football playoff game tonight in the frozen tundra of South Bend, Indiana. I saw pictures from this morning where snow was covering the field. That's going to be interesting. I'm sure they'll have the field playable and
It'll
ready.
Be fine.
But how cold is it going to be? Man, it's cold here today.
What's it supposed to be, like 16 up there?
Why do we do this? Every NFL stadium should have a dome.
This is the elements. This is why football was invented, for the elements. It's an outdoor game. You gotta find out
and that may have been right in 1890.
Well, I don't think it was invented all the way.
But in this day and age where you're trying to attract fans, create revenue, buy concessions, there'll be a big crowd there tonight, but they won't be able to move.
No, they won't. But I understand the outside elements. I mean, teams now build new stadiums without a dome because that's what they want to do. Whatever works for you and your spot, happy days, but... When it comes to the college football playoff, when you're going somewhere else and it's not home field advantage, I don't see why they wouldn't play him in a dome somewhere.
Well, they got to have these first round games at home.
This is very much going to come down to the last weeks of the season. You currently are 63-49. I am 64-48. One game different between the two of us.
Told you.
And it really hurts me that I have the Jags. And it really hurts you that you have the Bears. That's what it is. Yeah, he has the Saints. I have the Dolphins and the Bengals. But I have a lot of teams that are winning teams, as do you. We're both over 500. We both did fine.
We'll see what happens. I mean, I did my best. I'd forgotten I even did it. Who cares?
You care.
We care.
I want to win.
You care.
You know, two nights ago, I always get up in the middle of the night. I always wake up, have to go, you know, take care of things. You know what I'm talking about.
Why are
about.
You yelling at us?
Yeah, I'm not sure what we did there.
I just got angry during his sentence.
How do you know I'm not yelling at our listeners?
It's carrying over from earlier. But continue.
But then I always get my phone, and when I go back to bed to try to go back to sleep, that's when I play Wordle.
Really?
Yeah. And I was on a roll of 40-plus games in a row. And I forget what the word was the other morning, two mornings ago. But it was one of those where you got the first four letters, and then the last letter could be a variety. Who knows what it is?
Sure.
And I missed it. And that ruined my streak. And so I'm up there at 2:30 in the morning cussing audibly. I don't think my wife heard me. But
really?
Yeah.
What a psycho.
Yeah, that's odd.
You know what? I think I am a psycho.
I'm on a good Wordle run right now. I haven't missed in a while.
How many in a
it's
row?
It's like 20, but that's pretty good
20?
For me.
I was over 40.
Yeah, you said that.
I get a lot of them in three now, which is just unbelievable. I don't know what's going
what's
on.
What's your overall percentage?
It's not great. Like I said,
no, I want
to
know.
I used to be terrible at it, but
I want to know.
Since I started doing it every day, I'm actually pretty good. My percentage is 86.
Good grief!
Not great.
That's
But I'm on
that bad
20 game winning streak, and I'm getting a lot of them in three.
Look at my percentage.
98.
That's impressive.
Well, that's because he cusses and swears when he gets one
I'm
wrong.
I'm better at it than you now, though. Like, once I've started doing it every day, I don't ever miss.
Oh, please. How many games have you played of Wordle?
Not very many.
What tells you?
I know. I got to go back to it. Choo-choo. 176.
That's all?
Yeah.
I just went over 1,000. And I'm at 98% on 1,000. Pretty good, huh, dude?
Yeah,
do you do connections?
I don't do any of that.
You don't do connections or the mini.
I got time to do one game.
Yeah,
you can do the mini.
He does it in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
after
that's
he does
all the time
thing,
he has.
And then he cusses and swears and hopefully doesn't wake up Debbie. That's his routine.
Well, that's the hope.
It kept me awake. Man, how'd I miss that?
Was it yesterday morning? Because yesterday.
This morning. Yeah, yesterday
I got it in six. Which
what was that word?
I don't remember.
And there's no way to go back and find it.
Of course there is.
No, there isn't.
No, there is.
But I missed it, and I was upset. Anyway, 869-1240, that's the IHOP hotline. We're just going to...
The word was stray.
Yeah, stray. And I used strain.
Well, that wouldn't have been right.
I used S-T-R-A, whatever. Whatever I lose.
Straw.
Use.
Could have used straw.
I might have used straw.
Straw.
For some reason, I used strag. I don't even know what that is.
I did, too. I thought, I didn't come up with stray.
You should have went straws
me.
With an S or a Z.
So it's only five letters.
Straws. You don't know how to spell it properly, then.
I've tried scram. I tried stray at the end. Got it.
Please don't weigh in on everything.
You got to be...
Well, I mean, that made no sense.
What is wrong with you right now?
I don't know.
Good grief.
I mean, you offered nothing there. Just straws with Z. Nothing. Now I got to think.
Where's the Z in straw?
Strays.
That's, stray. That's what turned out to be the word.
Stray. Five letters.
S-T-R-A-Z. Stray.
I use S-T-R-A-P, strap. I tried that. S-T-R-A.
I eliminated the P in my first guess.
What's another word that S-T-R-A what?
Strap, straw.
I tried straw. See what I got? See how I got trapped?
Yeah, I do.
That's I bet a lot of people miss
that
word.
What's your first word usually?
Feast.
Yeah, I don't have one.
F-E-A-S-T.
I don't care if I get vowels. I like getting consonants. You can figure out a word.
I got three consonants in there.
I understand, but you can figure out. And I don't think you should use an S very often either.
Why?
I don't know, because there's no plural words. So you basically, if there's an S, you'll figure it out eventually.
I love you. Congratulations on getting 20 straight.
Thank you. That
big
means
deal.
A lot.
I'm at 98%.
Congratulations.
You're at 86.
You missed yesterday's.
Please don't tell me how to play the game.
Play better.
I think you should use proud to start with.
It's not bad.
That's how you
it's
should
not a
feel
bad one.
When you're done. You should feel proud and not
Well, but
cuss.
That's not a bad word anyway.
Oh, I know it's a good word.
Have you ever played Wordle?
From. No.
You should. You should try Wordle. You probably can't get it on that ancient phone of yours.
On the iPhone 5? Nope.
Do you have a game today, by the way?
No, need a game.
I hope we have a game today because
it's Friday.
We have Joanna Chadwick coming up in hour number two. We've got a full slate of college basketball to talk about. The Shockers and K-State tomorrow night. We'll talk about that game and how important it is to each team, both of whom have kind of their fan bases are straying to some degree.
Sure.
Who's surprised? Really?
I don't know if you're surprised.
In some...
The honeymoon over at Jerome Tang did not last very long.
Well, Paul Mills never even got one.
Never got one.
He never got the, oh, this guy's awesome.
Right.
Never got that.
Because he hasn't been awesome.
No, not yet. But if he is,
he'll get that.
I'm not giving up yet on Paul Mills.
Did you hear our conversation?
Nor am I giving up on Jerome Tang.
Did you hear Jason's and my very enlightened...
One that went 4 minutes into Max playing the music as loud as he could to try to get a break.
We just thought he was feeling in like a festive mood and wanted us to have music behind us. That's
the most irritating thing I've ever heard.
Oh.
I mean, good insights, nice discussion.
Thank you.
But
there's a but.
Take you a said break. We went too long, but
I'm gonna blame Max a little bit.
Wasn't that
but
long?
I'm only gonna blame Max just a little bit because he's thinking, well, we got to take a break here. These guys, and then he starts playing the music and nothing, and so he starts playing the music louder and nothing, and I would empathize more with Max in that situation than I would you because you don't have your headset on. Max can't say to you through the headset. I communicate with Max all the time here.
Absolutely.
Yep. Right, Max. See?
He didn't say anything.
No, he said, I think I'm going to dinner tonight. Right. Good.
What?
Huh?
I communicate with Max right through this.
Well, fantastic.
So dumb.
Exactly. And we knew we needed a break, but we wanted to go.
We're in the middle of a heavy, debatable conversation.
Yeah, but you didn't even know you needed a break.
Yes, we did. Of course we did.
We looked, and I showed him it was 3:21, but we didn't want to finish right then, so we went a little long.
Because we knew we were coming back for a shorter segment, so why try to just fit a
Max needs to be aware of that, right?
Well, I thought maybe there was
You need to say, Max, we're going to go a little long here.
I thought maybe there was some trust there, like Max knew that...
No, there's no trust, because he knows you don't wear your headset.
Well, then playing music louder isn't going to do anything, is it?
Well, like I said, there's blame to go around.
Well,
I didn't blame you.
Yeah, but you were...
Duda?
You were wanting to.
How's the finger doing?
It hurts, but it's good.
Getting better?
It looks bad.
I can't. It still won't.
Yeah, look at that thing. That thing is a mess. You're going to have to see a doctor about that.
Nah.
I predict.
Nah.
I predict.
Okay, you can predict it.
You're not going to a doctor.
You're not young anymore.
Nah, I'll just cut it off.
Oh, boy.
Call me Billy Bob.
What a pioneer.
Call me Billy Bob.
Yeah. Is that what Billy Bob did?
Yeah, he cut the end of his pinky off. We got to watch it.
Haven't watched it yet. Watched Nate Bargatze's Christmas special last night.
It's out?
No, his Christmas special on CBS.
Was it funny?
It was all right. He had a comedian on there who was funny.
Was he funny?
Yeah, he was all right.
Did he do stand-up?
Briefly. It wasn't anything.
Doesn't he have a Netflix special?
Yeah, coming out on Christmas Eve.
You like Bargatze.
Mm.
He doesn't know who that is.
We talked to him.
Yeah, we did.
You were here that day?
Yeah.
You guys did. I don't think I got to.
You didn't do that?
I wasn't here that day.
That's good information.
I'm pretty sure I did it, but I don't remember.
Yeah, that's embarrassing that I didn't get to. But oh well.
Yeah, because you kept
making... I'm sure we'll get him on again.
You kept making the point. I can't believe Jeff's not here for this.
Wow. That is good information to have.
Yeah, I discovered him.
Oh, God.
I discovered him.
Yeah, I feel like...
Did you just say that?
I feel like, yeah, I was one of the people...
You discovered him.
One of the first on the bandwagon, absolutely.
Really?
Seems like it.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
I knew of him and was...
All right, name another comedian right now who you want to be the first to talk about on this show? Who's a comedian out there right now that's going to do big things?
Well, we had him on our show.
Who is it?
Ralph Barbosa.
He's the guy?
He could be. He's going to have a Hulu special coming up. Hulu has invested a lot of money in stand-up. They had Jim Gaffigan. They're doing, I think they might have Brian Regan later on. So they got some good ones, and he's one of them, and I think this might be his year.
Well, there you go. Write that down, Max. You try to remember it. I won't. Ralph Barbosa.
Yeah, he was good on our show. Remember him? Unless that's not the guy we had on, which it isn't. But
we didn't have Ralph Barbosa.
Yeah, we had Garza. Hector Garza.
Have you ever seen a guy?
Did we not have Ralph Barbosa on the show? I thought we did. I thought we had both of them on.
Oh, boy.
Max, we never had Ralph Barbosa, did we?
Let me check. I'd have to check.
Well, he'll check. We'll take a break.
Hold on.
We'll come back and talk more Shocker Cats, that game tomorrow night at Coke Arena. Of course, Jeff scheduled his birthday dinner for that night. You've got a birthday tomorrow. I don't know.
We'll ask you. An indoor soccer game and birthday dinner.
Oh.
It's a great day for me.
What a day.
We had Ralph Esparza on the show.
How's he doing?
Esparza. He's all right. He's a hustler. He's not going to be the next big thing.
Well, maybe we can get Barbosa. We'll take a break right now. Bob and Jeff, KFH, stay with us.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFA. 5 days out from Christmas. Jeff with his birthday tomorrow.
Oh, I'm so old.
The big birthday dinner, which they seem like they just... maybe you'd feel less old if you switched up the venue every year.
Well, that's not going to happen, so...
Never?
Not for a while. I don't see any reason to switch. Everybody seems pretty happy with Kobe. Are you not?
I love Kobe, but...
You go there once
I'm
a year.
I'm just saying that, you always have... you had Aaron's going away dinner. You have other
okay,
things.
Okay, twice a year. At the most. I think you can handle it.
We'll make it happen. You've got an indoor soccer game tomorrow.
Yep, 3 to 4:30.
Oh, big time.
Striker, you could go to that and then go to dinner.
Oh,
not
wow.
Not a bad idea.
It's indoor.
Not a bad idea.
Yep.
Certainly one worth pondering.
Is this futsal?
No, soccer.
And then where's the dinner?
I think he wants to go to Old Chicago.
Really?
He likes the nachos.
He's growing up.
He likes the Italian nachos. But he said he's going to get both nachos because it's his birthday. We said fine.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. So that's what we're doing.
My friend David Michael Hahn took me out to lunch today for
my birthday.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Oh, what a...
How is DMH? How's he doing?
Oh, he's just wonderful.
That's good.
Is he looking forward to the dinner tomorrow night?
I assume he has to be. Who wouldn't be?
Did my name come up at lunch?
No.
Probably not. Probably not.
Oh, I crack myself up.
Well, you do. That is funny, isn't it?
It is. I think
it's funny. Just funny stuff.
It is funny.
It's especially funny the first 9,000 times you hear it.
It is funny.
Yeah.
Because it's a routine on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Barry Bonds stuff. I was thinking about that the other day. Man,
should not think about it that much.
Do you like the Barry Bonds?
He doesn't even know
routine.
What he's talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Every time Bonds is mentioned on this show, well, tell him, Jeff.
No. Go ahead. I want to hear you do it.
I don't know how to describe it.
He mentions that he's glowing because of his steroid use in the past.
I make some reference to electricity, light, illumination, as it relates to Barry Bonds, and it's one of the best things about this show.
Yeah. Top 500, at least.
So mean-spirited.
No, absolutely not.
So what happens in the K-State-Wichita State game tomorrow night? First of all, I'll ask you to predict the size of the crowd. I'm going to write these down and see who comes closest. Jeff?
87-22.
Wow. Duda?
77-90.
I've got it. I'll go 8,100. I think we're all over the place there. I'm in the middle. I thought 8,000, but I raised it a little bit to try to be a little more in the middle. I don't know, man. 8,700, that would be surprising to me.
Well, didn't they already say they had about 8,000 tickets sold?
Okay, well, let's see. If I'd have known that, I'd have said more.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not.
But the other side of it, it should be. With K-State being there, there's so many K-State fans in the city and surrounding area. It should sell out.
But it's two programs.
It should sell out.
It's two programs that have
no buzz,
disinvolved fan bases right now, and fan bases that are confused and don't really like the direction of where the programs are going, not just in terms of performance, but who are these guys out here in these Shocker uniforms?
I've been saying that for years.
Who are these guys? Nothing against them. We're happy they're representing our university, but we don't know them. Who are they? What happened to that local kid from Wichita Heights they recruited? I'd sure like to see him play. Back in the day, maybe he would have gotten a chance as a freshman of note, and he could have mixed in with some of the veteran players here. Where is TJ Williams?
He's hurt, I guess. I don't know. No, we don't get updates on this stuff either, which is another problem. We don't know what's going on.
What about the other kid, Pipkins?
Pipkin.
Geno Pipkin.
Oh, God.
What's his...
Zion Pipkin.
I am crushing it today.
You're asking me what's wrong with me?
I know a Geno Pipkins.
Good.
And he loves it every time I mention that.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
But wouldn't you like to see more of him?
Sure.
Can he contribute? Is he going to be a guy we never see play and he goes into the transfer portal and becomes a star at St. Bonaventure?
Better chance of that happening probably the way things work nowadays.
Sure seems like it.
So, I mean, what difference does it make who you recruit as incoming freshmen? Now we got the JUCO rule where you can go play at junior college and not lose Division I eligibility.
That's not a rule. Well,
it's coming down the road to being a rule.
There was an injunction for that one guy, not necessarily a precedent. So there's work to be done. I'm sure it'll be like that eventually.
You can't put that genie back in the bottle.
No, if they allow that to happen, then they might as well just do it for everybody because then every kid's going to fight it and just go back
to that. Do you really want to do that, though? I mean, I guess now you do.
Well, who cares? Now that you can get money. Do whatever now.
But do you really want to just keep playing college sports forever? Some guys are in like their ninth year.
Well,
ridiculous.
If they're getting paid $500,000 a year, why wouldn't you?
And you know you're not going to have that earning potential afterward. I guess you have to.
So why wouldn't you?
If you're not going to the NFL.
I don't know how they keep any coaches or administrators. Good luck to you folks. I know you're passionate about your jobs. But there was a day when the passion was... not just about the job or the teams, but about your university. And this is not about that anymore. And I don't know. I mean, it's frustrating to me. But
well, why do you think fans don't go to games anymore? This is why.
Well,
Part of the reason you don't know anybody that's there.
That's
look
part
at
of the reason.
WSU, if you go this year, they're all seniors. So... okay, now what do we have next year?
Well, some of them might have gone JUCO, and we might get two or three more years.
Well, that's true. Look at Louisville. Brand new team. better team.
Kentucky, too.
They're happy. They're happy at Louisville. They've got a new coach. They're finally winning some.
They're not that good.
They're not that good, but they're a lot better than they've been.
They've been horrible.
They're on the right path.
But we don't know what path they're on. That's Jason's whole point. You build a new team the next year, they might go 6-20.
Well, we'll see.
And then they might go 21-8 after that.
We'll see who can sustain it. Kansas. Right now, they got the three guys that have been with them a long time. Then they got all these guys who are brand new. They're not, the chemistry is not there yet. But they're going to have 16,600 at every KU game.
Yeah.
Of course.
But it's KU. You're going to get the better players to KU. That's not being rude or an idiot. That's just the facts.
A KU game is an event. It doesn't really matter who's in the jerseys. If you go to a KU game, that's almost like it's almost like a status symbol.
You know, somebody asked me yesterday, what do I miss about my days at the Wichita Eagle? And if I'd have thought of that, that would be one of the things. Not that I don't miss going to Coke Arena. In some ways I do. But going up to Allen Fieldhouse always felt a little bit special.
Yeah, just a little bit higher on the totem pole.
There's just something about that building and understanding all the players who. Not, and listen, if I did a list of players who have played in Wichita at this building, it'd blow you away.
I understand.
Name three that you.
Jason Perez.
No. Name three.
Darren Brooks.
Of the all timers.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Oscar Robertson.
Yeah, there you go. There's one.
Percy Hawkins.
Bill Russell.
Larry Bird.
Those would be the first three I'd throw out there.
Michael Russell, Jordan played Robertson in that building.
As a high schooler. Yes.
Pretty impressive.
Lots of good players have played in the roundhouse. It's been around now. It's my age.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand that?
Always will be.
I didn't know it was that old.
But now you do.
I do, but I didn't.
It was born in 1955. Same year I was born. So I have a close relationship with that place. Having trouble standing right now.
You notice that?
Who what?
Both of them are having trouble standing
right now. It had the fortune of a reclamation project. I haven't had that good fortune yet.
And you know what? It might need another one.
Who, me or the building?
The building.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's totally state-of-the-art.
Well, it's not totally state-of-the-art, but it's a very nice building.
It's all right.
Oh, here we go. It's all right. Have you ever been in the building?
Have you ever been in the bowels
of Coke Arena? Have you ever been in the Shocker dressing room and the weight room? And all those other places. Have you ever been there?
Sure.
When?
What do you mean when?
Well, I want to know when. When were you afforded that opportunity?
All the time.
When?
What do you mean when?
I think he means like when.
Just
like
give me an idea of when.
A year.
When did you?
All the time.
Same.
So you cover. When did you go in there?
I'm just curious. When did you?
For interviews,
there you go. Yeah,
I've only been in the Shocker dressing room.
I've not been in their dressing room.
So you don't get to go in there.
I've seen it on video.
Doesn't matter if you've seen it on video.
Okay, you can build a nice dressing room anywhere. I'm talking about.
What about the weight room?
What
about the adjoining indoor practice facility?
It's all right.
You sound like a moron.
He's so easy.
All the time. All the time you do.
All the time.
It's all right. It's all right. Doesn't that sound like a moron, Duda? I'm asking you.
I don't think you're going to get the answer you're looking for.
You think he likes that?
I think he loves it.
I think you're both donkeys.
Wait, me?
What did I do? Fighting over this is ridiculous.
That's terrible.
Well, you just can't. It's all right. It's all right.
Well, maybe it is just all
right. You can't do that. You can't have a discussion like that on a radio show.
I'm just saying,
you
it's
have to
fine.
Back up what you think. Why is it? Why is it a substandard in your estimate?
I'm not saying it's substandard. I'm saying it's fine. But is it? Is
what
it,
would you improve? Somebody said, "Here's $5 million. I want you to put it into Coke Arena. What would you?
I'd probably add some kind of skybox. I'd do premium seating.
For $5 million
seating areas. You're not going to get. This is what the Guardians did, and you're going to make fun of me.
Oh, but the Guardians.
They understand. We're
they
not
got one sellout a year.
But we're no. They understood that. Hey, we're not going to draw 45,000 a night. So let's take out the seating. Let's put some little fan friendly areas here. We'll kind of restrict, but close in the seating bowl a little bit so fans are closer. We'll put a.
So you're telling Kevin Hall time to decrease the capacity of
yeah,
Coke Arena.
Yeah, it can't hurt. And I'm not saying that like I've thought about
from it. From 10,000 to what?
8,500. Saying it's not, and we're just riffing here, but it's not a bad idea.
Well, your thoughts.
It's not a bad idea.
It's an okay idea.
Because if they start to get better and people want to go, then the demand's there. You need a demand for the tickets in order for you.
Well, I mean, we'll ask Kevin Saul next time he's on. This isn't something you've thought about before.
No,
you're just
but,
trying to think on your feet and
have
an intelligent thought.
But I have an example of it working, and the Guardians' attendance has gone up, and they do draw a lot more fans, and they're more into the game, and they're having fun, and there's areas they can go.
Not the games I watch. You could set off a bomb in that place.
Yeah, is that a threat? I'm going to have to call you in.
Yeah, that's a threat.
Well, you just said I'm going to set off a bomb.
Yeah,
in that
you
place.
Call 911.
No, I'm going to call the FBI.
Do it. We'll take a break, come back.
Can't wait to hear that call.
We'll continue this whatever discussion this is. The IHOP hotline, IHOP, your breakfast partner for Xbox. And they're loaded and decadent French toast special. 869-1240 is the phone number. It's a Friday, the weekend before Christmas. What are the Christmas plans for you and the family, Jason Duda?
Let's see. Christmas Day, we're going to one set of grandparents' place, and then we're going to the Diaz families on Saturday.
Now, wait a minute. I'm confused. You're going to one set of grandparents. Isn't that
Diaz? They're the adopted grandparents.
Oh, gotcha. Well, there you go. And listen.
Then, so we're going there on Christmas, and then we're going to her family on Saturday because her brother goes up to Iowa because they go to my sister-in-law's for Christmas. So they were coming back, so we're doing it later. Oh, that was a lot to think about.
That is a lot. That's a lot.
I wake up in the morning and then they let me know what I'm doing. That's
I know. I'm surprised you haven't figured out for that long. To be honest,
it's pretty good, isn't it?
It's solid.
Like that's over a week away, and I already got 2 days figured.
Do you need to take a break?
I probably should have a nap. I'll talk to you guys when the game starts.
So Christmas Day. What about Christmas Eve? Any big things you guys do on Christmas Eve?
No. Avery's singing at church. So we're going up for that Christmas Eve, but we'll just hang out at the house. But Christmas Eve back home when I was growing up was the big, big day. Everybody went to grandma's and grandpa's. There's like 20 of us in the little house, 700 square feet, but she could somehow fit the table in there. One stove and make 17 different things, have it out ready to go. Everybody eats, play some cards after. It was a blast.
You want to know why I'm emotionally stunted? So, because this dude is talking about that, I remember back to my youth, and Christmas Eve night was always the one time where I did have family congregate at my parents' house normally.
Well, that's what I, that's, that was
yeah, but
I,
but always. It hardly ever happened. So I had my two aunts, and it wasn't a big family, my two or three aunts, my cousin. And that was about it. And people ask me all the time, why aren't you a big family guy, right, Jeff? You
yeah,
ask me that.
They do ask.
What do
they
you
ask
mean?
Me, I think, more than you, but it's all the same.
How do you let him get away with that
stuff? Well, you're asked a question, and you opened it up for him.
And it's a lot of it is just I didn't grow up with, I didn't have grandparents. No grandparents adopted me, that's for damn sure.
It would have been nice if they had.
Yeah. So, I mean, my parents were fine, but there were no grandparents in the mix, and I don't know. What about you? What was your family like? Yeah.
Was it the same or different?
I like going out to eat on Christmas Eve, and we're going to do that.
Did we do that back in the day?
I don't think so.
What'd we do?
I don't know. I spent most of the holidays at my mother's.
Really?
Yes.
Didn't we split that up?
Oh, okay.
He doesn't even remember.
Not much. I don't know. I don't have much of a recollection of my life 1 through 9. Then my mom moved.
Oh, what'd we do then?
I went to see her.
You did. You went almost every Christmas. Left me here like a...
You know what
no,
we did
no
on...
No wonder I hate Christmas.
You know what we did on the one Christmas I was here?
What?
Got on an airplane. Yeah,
what'd we do?
We went to San Diego.
Well, is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah. We could have gone the next day. And then we went to the Holiday Bowl and we saw the Eagles. Beautiful.
Oh, that's a terrible Christmas.
Yeah, I bet you just hated that one.
Boy, sorry, Jeff.
Holy man.
When you're in front of the SRS, please don't tell them that.
Okay, I won't.
My dad took me to San Diego for the Holiday Bowl, and then we had to go to L.A. to see the Eagles. Don't tell them that.
Well, the Holiday Bowl sucked. Who was in it?
I don't know. Who was it?
Oklahoma State and Barry Sanders.
No, I'm not that old.
K-State then.
K-State played in it. Against somebody.
I can't remember who, but that sounds like a hell of a Christmas to me.
Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that.
It was fine.
You remember it?
I don't like getting on an airplane on Christmas.
You remember it? Well, I remember sitting around with the
KU
family
in Washington,
and I could not tell you one gift I got.
Really?
I remember sitting around playing cards and just hanging out with, because there's probably 20 of us there at least.
Yeah, and my parents, there used to be people come over, and they played pitch. Have you ever played pitch? Do you know the game?
I'm not sure if I know that one.
It's a hard game. I tried to learn it once, and I just kind of said It seems pretty interesting, but I'm not going
to
go
that
down.
Hard to learn, but every time I play it, I have to be told again how to play it.
Well, then it must be hard to learn, right?
It's hard to remember. It's not hard to learn. Once they tell
me. Give
me
the basics.
I don't know now.
Right, right.
I can't tell you.
You and Duda are idiots, but I don't.
Why am I an idiot?
No, I'm saying that's what he's saying, because you don't know how to play pitch.
No idea.
No, I know how. I just can't. I mean, I can, but I don't know how. Does that make sense?
No.
Like, I've played it with Weston before. He's not very good. I've played it with my sister's family before.
Why do you have to insult Weston?
At Weston?
What do you mean?
I love it.
Why?
He'd say the same thing about me.
Yeah, but...
So neither one of you were very good.
No, I'm great.
Must not have been very good at pitch.
It's hard.
I wouldn't say it's hard.
It is hard. It's hard to win.
Well, my parents just played it like...
You got to play it's a team game.
Right.
That's probably why you had trouble.
Yeah, my sister was...
That's a team game. That's what spades is.
Yeah, I'm awesome at spades.
Octillions.
No, I'm so much better.
Because you don't play the right way.
What way do I play?
You don't play the right way where when you get 10 bags, you lose 100 points.
Yes, I do.
You don't play that way.
Of course I do. That's the only way I've ever played.
You get your partner, I'll get mine, and I'll kill you.
Who is your partner?
I don't know.
I'll get Duda.
Yep, I'm in.
You good at that?
Of course.
We would destroy you. I am so good at spades.
Do you play?
No.
Find a partner.
869-1240.
I thought Kevin Haskin was your partner. Let's go up to
Kevin
Topeka.
Haskin's good. We would absolutely annihilate.
Not even a chance. It's not even a remote possibility.
Did you ever win when we played on the road with the Cyclones?
I always won.
I mean, I just killed everyone.
No, you
didn't. It didn't matter
who. Oh, you killed 14-year-olds. Congratulations.
I took Adam McNew as a partner. He didn't know. He could barely add. And I, Adam, if you're listening, then no offense.
You don't have to be able to add to play spades.
Just anybody.
I'm very, very good at spades. No, I am.
You're really not.
No, I really am. You're I wouldn't really just not. Say that if oh, I wasn't.
My. Yeah, you never.
Said, you just said you didn't have to add in spades.
You're like, do you? You have to add, you add your score and stuff.
Well,
but...
you got
to
remember what cards are out. You got to add up tricks. You got to add up.
Okay. And that's what
I'm
do.
I'm not playing with him. He Please. Doesn't even understand that part of the game.
That's what I do. I have a photographic memory for what's been played.
Great. I am just awesome at it.
Well, not if you don't have that element.
I don't care what's been played. All I care about is what I'm playing. And either I'm going to go nil, or I'm going to take as few tricks as possible, and you're going to get set every time.
This sounds like it should happen.
You want to be his partner or my partner?
I'll be Jeff's. We already said I'd be Jeff's.
Well,
you probably got partners. You just said it. You can get anybody. Now you want me because you know you need me.
No, you're not that good.
You know you need me.
Alan Gales, our friend, says he never loses at spades. He'll be my partner.
Okay.
We'll
that
kill
sounds
you.
Like a game to me.
We'll kill you.
I'll crush you. Alan won't know what hit him. How'd I take eight when I only bid four? That's what he'll be saying.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, Bobby.
That's how it goes.
So you're an underbidder who plays the bag game? I feast on
it's
those
so
people.
It's so easy to do it.
I feast on
Bring
those
it.
People.
Chomp
those people
down.
Are the worst.
Oh, yeah, as long as you win.
I'll bid one. No, I don't bid one. I might. But if I'm a bid one, I'm probably going to bid zero. And if I have, like, the ace of spades, I'll probably take other tricks. It's very easy. I'll just, you'll be eating out of the palm of my hand, son.
Oh, my God. That's laughable.
I'm so good at spades.
You've never been better than me at anything.
I don't know. I know I'm better. I watched you play the other day. I'll bet zero when I have nine spades.
That's not smart.
This guy.
Yeah, I was really locked in.
Weren't you?
Good grief. I kill on that game. I'm so good at it.
Just any day of the week. All you right. and Alan, me and Jason,
yeah,
set
we'll
it up.
Yeah, we'll take you on. Get us a place.
Right here, anytime.
Money rides, baby.
I don't know about all that.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah, money rides.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Fine.
Don't give into it now when he's going to throw that out there.
Fine, money rides, whatever
Atta
that
boy,
means.
There you go.
He doesn't know what money rides means.
We'll have a chat.
Time for a break. Because money rides on these breaks as well. We got
a game
them.
Coming up.
What?
Jason Duda will have a game when we return. Right? And then we'll talk with Joanna Chadwick from Byte Magazine. City League played their pre-holiday last games last night. We've got some up. Did we get a Friday Five?
No, I didn't work today.
See, there it is again.
What?
I'm off.
No Friday Five. You can't
you
do it on
do
Thursday?
A...
No.
I'm serious. We're going to talk about this.
No,
Back
I can't.
Back in a minute.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.